I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And I'm hoping that people tried that shortbread. Mm-hmm. I called it a sugar cookie because that's kind of what it tastes like. Easy. And maybe somebody took it to their cookie exchange.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's such a fun little cookie to make and very festive, especially when it's displayed with a variety of other cookies mm-hmm. that might include chocolate or nuts.
Mm-hmm. Or other more decorated ones. Whatever. Hope you tried that recipe. That's what they're there for, and Miss Nene will remind us again at the end. But if you didn't get the recipe and you don't have a computer, remember to call mm-hmm. us at KJN, and we'll be glad to get that recipe to you.
And if you tried the recipe, we'd love to know what you thought about it.
Oh, good point, yes, because yeah. I know you've gotten some really good feedback from people on various recipes and various ideas we've mm-hmm. presented. So that's thanks for reminding mm-hmm. us about that. Well, so we have that sweet kind of snack kind of thing. We need to think about the main course.
Christmas is much more than sweet sugar cookies, isn't it?
And it is. And it, you know, like Thanksgiving, it's often a family get together.
Yes.
And maybe people only get together at this time of year. And so a meal is really important. And people often ask for their favorites. You know, mm-hmm. mom always made this. Well, maybe this one will become a favorite because it is the main course of called almost prime rib.
Oh, I like the sound of that because yes. with the word almost in front of it, the first thing I think of is that maybe I don't need to spend quite as much money for buying prime rib in order to have a meat dish at my meal.
That's true. This one starts with a rump roast. And we just want to say, if you want prime rib, you know, go for it mm-hmm. and you will cook it in a different way than this. But this is a great substitute and a very tasty one. We've used it often at our bed and breakfast when we did family meals, and people like it, and I've even had it requested for a potluck that we're going to do
soon. It's a good one.
Soon. So, yes, you start with a boneless rump roast.
And rump roasts are just loaded with meat. I don't know that there's much fat at all in a rump roast.
No, not really, and usually there isn't much other kind of thing that would detract, and then mm-hmm. that makes it it makes it very economical.
Sure.
It makes it tasty, and it makes it easy to cut when you get in a serve.
Yes, and all great points to make this recipe,
yes.
just because of it, what
right.
you said.
And then I like it because you put it in the slow cooker,
okay.
and then you can kind of forget it, you mm-hmm. know, because if you do it at the low setting, anywhere from 8 to 12 hours, depending on the poundage that you start with. And in the recipe, what will be printed is 2 to 5 pounds. So, of course, if it's 2 pounds, I would check it at about 8 hours. Mm-hmm. And if it's 5 pounds, it's going to be a little bit longer.
Can you ever overcook a meat in a slow cooker?
Well, what will happen is it will be so tender, it'll just fall apart.
Okay.
And then if you keep, it won't dry out. Mm. But if you keep on cooking it, then it gets that kind of crumbly texture.
Sure.
So, you really don't want to overcook it. And that can happen. That's mm-hmm. a good question.
When you made this recipe, LaVon, does it absorb all of the moisture that it called for?
No. And that makes a nice sauce or gravy.
Mm, okay.
So you have some of that left over. Mm-hmm. So when you ask about that, the other parts of this recipe are pretty simple. You buy a package of au jus mix, and you usually find that where the gravy mixes are, but it's basically a flavoring. And a package of Italian dressing mix, so mm-hmm. that's where you get all those seasonings and flavor. Mm-hmm. A can of beef broth and a half a can of water. That's it.
Convenience recipes are so wonderful.
Especially when they turn out good to
eat. Oh, yes.
So, yes, very easy, and you don't need to brown this or anything. You just put the meat in the slow cooker, pour these ingredients over, put the lid on, and forget it.
Have you ever put vegetables in with it?
I have not. You could, and you'd have to think about how long you want those vegetables to cook. Now, usually, if we do a pot roast, for instance, we put the vegetables in there and put them in at the beginning, and I'm sure you could do that, but I have not done that.
Okay.
So,
is there any other cut of meat than a rump roast that you could use, or a cut of pork?
Oh, I don't know why not. I mean, mm-hmm. a slow cooker is good for all, I don't know what kind of meat it's not good for.
Mm-hmm. And chicken.
Yes, chicken. Mm-hmm. Yes. And saying that, and I probably need to add this to the recipe, there is an online, if you have a computer, I get every day recipes for slow cookers. Everything. I mean, I think we've talked about before, it can be dessert, it can be bread, it can be vegetables, and all kinds of meats, from plain simple to Mexican to what. I mean, it just goes on and on. So you can kind of pick and choose whether you want to use those. But it's a good way to get started.
Oh,
you know, just
yes.
like with a lot of your recipes, you start with this one and go, well, I'm not going to do it quite like that. And I don't think you can go wrong when you're in the slow cooker. So, and of course, most people say crock pot. But
And we've addressed that before, too. A crock pot is a brand of a slow cooker.
That's right.
It's kind of like Kleenex is a brand of tissue.
And either way, so we talked about the size of the roast, and how do you know how big a roast you want?
Exactly.
It depends on the person, right? You
yes.
know, some people are going to eat a lot. I always start with 1/4 of a pound as a base, but that's a pretty small serving.
And that's just strictly meat, without bone or without fat in it.
Right. And so you have to think about the difference between that when you start with it raw versus cooked, because 1/4 of a pound of raw meat isn't going to be quite 1/4 of a pound when it's cooked. So I just use it as a base and then think, well, probably I want at least 1/3. And if I've got a lot of men, I maybe want 1/2 a pound per person. So you just kind of have to think about your audience and what else you're having.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like that turkey. You start with 1 pound per person. That sounds like a lot, doesn't it?
Yes.
But you think about the losses and so on. And, well, if you have some left over, you can't go wrong.
It all works out for the good of mankind.
It could make wonderful sandwiches. Or you could, if you had some kind of soup that you had a little left over, wouldn't this be great
to
put into a vegetable soup and add to that? So there are lots of uses for it.
Do people make hash anymore? Remember, we grind up meat, roast. I remember Mom grinding up a leftover roast beef after it had been in the refrigerator, and she would combine it with, I'm not sure what, kind of ingredients. Is there potatoes?
I think of hash with potatoes,
okay.
Yes.
And then she would fry it.
Right.
In patties.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you could put other leftover veggies. Sometimes if I had, depend on the size. If I had some peas, I would put in the hash. Or if I had carrots and they were bigger, I'd chop them up a little bit so they kind of disappear in the hash. Haven't made hash for a while, and I'm not sure many people do. But it's a good way to make a kind of a complete meal in one.
Yes.
And this would be wonderful meat to use in a hash. So almost prime rib. And you're going to get out the slow cooker. I'm surprised sometimes people go, oh, yeah, I have one of those. I haven't used it for a long time.
Would be me.
Well, you need to get it out.
Because, this recipe sounds great.
Yes, because it is such a convenient piece of equipment to use for a lot of different ways, especially if in your busy schedule and you can have a whole meal. Your husband likes to have that whole meal, you know, with potatoes and the whole thing. Put it all there in the slow cooker, and it's all done. And yummy, and if you don't get to eat it for 1/2 an hour, it's probably going to be okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it's like at our house. Is supper is ready at a certain time, but the people who are going to eat it might not be around.
Right.
So I always have to be concerned about that.
Another good reason to use the slow cooker, and this would be a good recipe to use. So
I think children would have a fun time if you suggested to them to go in the grocery store aisle and find a package of the au jus or a packet of Italian dressing. It gives them a sense of feeling belonging with this recipe and of starting to learn where items are in the grocery store.
Good point. And then they could go home and mix up this mix and pour it over the meat. So
very easy.
Since we're not cooking the meat, depending on their age, they could even put it in the slow cooker and kind of do the whole thing.
Use clean hands.
Yep.
That's a very important part of cooking with food, and baking is keeping sanitation to the max, making it good, making clean hands, clean counters, clean work surfaces. That's very important.
And since you mentioned food safety, one last thing that we need to remember for all those big family meals, all of those main dishes that have meat and eggs in them, not more than 2 hours at room temperature. And sometimes it's easy to sit around and talk and forget about those 2 hours go by in a hurry. So just one little reminder for that.
Okay.
So
Well, now we want you to get that recipe and enjoy using it. And in order to get that recipe, you can go to our website at kjan.com, click on programs, and then you'll see a list of programs that KJAN offers. And we are Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVonne and Miss Nene. If you just put your little mouse cursor over that, click on it, the latest podcast and recipe, and sometimes there's a photo that accompanies the recipe to let you know what you can expect for the final product of that recipe. Remember now, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.